Welcome to ACT Radio, Animal Concerns of Texas. I'm Greg Lawson.
And I'm Tom Linney.
Here on ACT, we talk about how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
We also talk about why a plant-based diet is the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas. Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with Nelson Campbell, executive producer and director of Plant Pure Nation. That's a little later in the show, but first some news.
A new study, which will be released in December in the journal Science of the Total Environment, reports that adopting a plant-based diet instead of animal-based diet can significantly reduce ecosystem destruction and loss of biodiversity while benefiting human health. The study says that our meat-based diet is likely the leading cause of modern species extinctions, since it's not only the major driver of deforestation, but also a principal driver of land degradation, pollution, climate change, overfishing, facilitation of invasions by alien species, and loss of wild carnivores and wild herbivores. The study shows that greenhouse gas emissions are almost 60 times higher for free-range grass-fed beef than for beans, peas, and soy per kilogram, and 25 times higher for feedlot-produced beef than for beans. Ideally, the study says, plant-based diets will constitute a global average of 90% of food consumed to slow the adverse effects of animal-based diets, even accounting for a 3 billion-person population increase. Given extensive evidence that diets based largely on plant foods are associated with health and longevity, scientific studies increasingly prove that vegan diets are best for the environment, human health, and animals. Gee, we've been saying that here on ACT Radio for 13 years. The findings of this study are nothing new, but hopefully they add to a growing mountain of reports that will motivate change.
Idaho's ag gag law is unconstitutional, the U.S. District Court for the District of Iowa ruled, and a landmark victory for a broad-based public coalition of national nonprofits, including the Animal Legal Defense Fund, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, the American Civil Liberties Union of Idaho, and Center for Food Safety. The court held that the ag gag law violates the First and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. The decision marks the first time a court has declared an ag gag statute unconstitutional. The statute criminalizes undercover investigations that document animal welfare, worker safety, and food safety violations at an agricultural production facility, thus gagging speech that is critical of industrial agriculture, including speech that advances significant public interests in protecting consumer safety. Under this law, journalists, workers, activists, and members of the public can be convicted for documenting animal cruelty or life-threatening safety violations. The court ruled that this statute violates the First Amendment by suppressing speech that criticizes factory farms and was motivated by unconstitutional animus against animal advocates, which is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. These investigations and the subsequent media coverage have led to food safety recalls, citations for environmental and labor violations, evidence of health code violations, plant closures, criminal convictions, and civil litigation. The Idaho statute unconstitutionally and unwisely prohibits efforts to bring violations of state and federal laws relating to food safety, environmental protection, and animal handling to the attention of the public and law enforcement. Ag-Ag laws are notoriously unsupported by the public. Nationwide, 32 similar Ag-Ag measures have failed. Currently, 7 states have Ag-Ag laws on the books. This Idaho decision is just the first step in defeating similar Ag-Ag laws across the country. You can learn more about how you can help fight these ag-ag laws by visiting protectyourfood.org.
Across the country, schools are increasingly adopting meatless Mondays and dedicated lean and green days. The concept of meatless Monday originated during World War I as a way to conserve resources. It was revived in 2003 by John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. And in 2011, the Humane Society of the United States officially took up the mantle and started working directly with institutions to reduce their meat consumption. Thus far, the Humane Society of the United States has worked with roughly 150 school districts, 20 private schools, nearly 100 colleges and universities, and 45 hospitals. This year alone, 25 K-12 school districts, a dozen colleges and universities, seven hospitals, and a handful of corporate cafeterias have adopted these kinds of programs, including Miami-Dade County Schools, the Los Angeles Unified School District, Detroit Public Schools, and Houston Independent Schools. Christy Middleton, food policy manager for the Humane Society of the United States, said, "Some opt to participate in Meatless Monday, others may do a meatless Lean and Green Day, and still others may add more plant-based options to menus and decrease the amount of meat they're serving. We support whatever they think will work best within their framework." The HSUS is dedicated to working with institutions to implement meat reduction campaigns, helping to make their students' and patients' meals healthier and more sustainable. And given the reduction in overall meat consumption in the U.S., it looks like their efforts are paying off.
Stay with us. Coming up next is a conversation with Nelson Campbell, executive producer, director, and co-writer of Plant Pure Nation, the documentary film that tells the story of three people on a quest to spread the message of one of the most important health breakthroughs of our time. That's next on Animal Concerns of Texas.